The storm had passed, and the moon was out. A faint ray illumined a narrow patch of floor, and as I watched, I saw the ripple of water spread and deepen. It looked very pretty and silvery and harmless. I wonder how long it will take to fill the room.
I don't care how long it will take to fill the room. Here, Cuff, let me have another go at those bars. You can raise me on your shoulders.
Keep calm, Emerson, I beg you. This is really rather an inefficient way of killing people, you know. The door, though quite tight, is not sealed shut, and when the water rises to window level, it will run out.
Not as fast as it is running in.
Indeed, he was probably correct, for already the icy water was over my ankles.
And since it comes from the river, there is quite a lot of it at his disposal.
Yes, I expect so. In that case, Inspector, will you please turn your back?
I don't know what you intend to do, ma'am, but I assure you I cannot see a blooming thing. You could, disrobe in perfect propriety.
That is what I am going to do. So, your protestations notwithstanding, I would prefer that you turn your back. As a gesture, you understand. Emerson splashed to my side.
Peabody, what the devil? You don't have another belt of tools under those trousers by any chance?
No, Emerson, but I have something that may serve us just as well. The idea occurred to me after...
Oh, don't be so tactful, Peabody. After that boss, that fellow Sethos abducted you.
Yes, quite. My belt and its accoutrements are too conspicuous to be overlooked, so I thought perhaps... Emerson, please stop fumbling at me. You have your hand...
What the devil are you doing?
We are not alone, Emerson. Here, hold this and keep it from getting wet. And this.
Peabody, what is... Good gad! My dear, are you wearing a corset?
Emerson, please!
I thought you felt rather rigid this evening. But you swore you would never wear the cursed things because...
I can't stand this. Mrs. Emerson, I respect and admire you more than any lady I've ever known. But if you don't tell me why you are, disrobing, I may lose my mind.
It is very simple. Most women wear corsets. They are not regarded as potential weapons. But what gentleman holds a corset in position?
Cursed if I know.
Stays. Narrow strips of whalebone or steel sewed into pockets along the sides and back.
Like this one. I pressed it into Emerson's hand. Be careful, my dear, it is quite sharp. I had it set into its own little scabbard, and very uncomfortable it was, I must say. And this one, which is serrated along one edge. Now you can have another go at those bars, Emerson.
Incredible, Mrs. Emerson.
Elementary, my dear Inspector Cuff.